turn yielded the United States, embodying the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I immediately recognized that this was exactly the story that I had been told, the mantra of the political, cultural, and moral triumph of the West. But this account was flawed. There were alternative ways of looking at history, ones that did not involve looking at the past from the perspective of the winners of recent history. I was hooked. It was suddenly obvious that the regions we were not being taught about had become lost, suffocated by the insistent story of the rise of Europe. I begged my father to take me to see the Hereford Mappa Mundi, which located Jerusalem as its focus and midpoint, with England and other Western countries placed off to one side, all but irrelevancies. When I read about Arab geographers, whose works were accompanied by charts that seemed upside down and put the Caspian Sea at its centre, I was transfixed, as I was when I found out about an important medieval Turkish map in Istanbul that had at its heart a city called Balasagun, which I had never even heard of, which did not appear on any maps, and whose very location was uncertain until recently, and yet was once considered the centre of the world. I wanted to know more.